This is Edible North State, part of North State Public Radio's From the Ground Up series. I'm Earl Bleuer. Today, I'm talking with Nate Thompson, who works with Gale Vineyards in Durham as their vineyard manager. Nate, what is a vineyard manager's responsibilities?
Well, basically, Earl, I do everything in the growing process, which is about 80% of winemaking. We do everything from nutrients that go into the soil, so that involves fertilizing, spraying, also watering consulting is a big issue right now. And just basically watching those vines and making sure they're not stressed, or if they need to be stressed, I just do that entire process, yeah.
And there are a number of varietals of grapes that I expect the Gales have out there, as well as other vineyards. What varietals do you look after for them?
So our estate wine that we do, we grow Primitivo on the property. But we also do other wines as well, where we source grapes. We buy them from other people from different areas. Our biggest supporter is Steve Schuster, who's on Kiefer Road. We buy Syrah and Sauvignon Blanc from him as well. Uh-huh. And only a certain amount of varietals work in this area, well in this area. We have a lot of heat. It doesn't cool down at night, so Zinfandel is a very popular, and Zinfandel is the same as Primitivo, as they're related. Mm-hmm. They work really well together as far as the heat goes, and it really brings forth those flavors in the wines, lots of jamminess, fruitiness, and spiciness to the wine.
One of the innovations that Steve and Krisha have introduced very, very recently is a tasting room.
Yeah, so it's a really impressive facility. They've actually gutted out an old barn, so it was already there, and so they've kind of recycled it in a way, and so it's nice to use something that's already established, and it's really nice inside. There's beams all across, open windows, lots of light, and I think it'll make for a great tasting room that everybody will enjoy. Yeah,
and it's pretty accessible. When I drive by it, it's you can drive right off the road into the tasting room. And I understand that the Velo Club members often drop by for a drink of wine on their bike rides.
Yeah, they start there and then they end there. And then they have a little lunch and have a little wine tasting. It really works out well.
It's good to grow wine, but it's also good to have people drink your wine.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the mechanisms that Steve and Krisha use is a wine club. Is that a successful venture for them? Do you see that?
Yeah, a lot of people like that relationship with the winery. If they like the wines, they get involved. There's benefits to being in the wine club. Discounts and deals on cases and
mm-hmm.
and also barrel tasting as well, certain events that you get to go to.
So an event would be a release of a new varietal or something like that?
Correct, yeah. Barrel tastings are really popular. You get to see what's coming out in the next couple of years, and it's really exciting, yeah.
I've been talking today with Nate Thompson, the vineyard manager at Gale Winery. Nate, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Earl.
This is Edible North State, part of North State Public Radio's From the Ground Up series. Until our next time together, enjoy the abundance of the North State. I'm Earl Bleuer.